Berindy versus Gonzalez, 06-1109. Mr. Tarras.
May it please the Court, Richard Trace for the petitioner. Petitioners Dominica Berindy and Vasily Berindy, counsel. This couple suffered a number of tragic events in Romania and attempted to come to America and stay here. The husband came here a couple of times, the wife one time, both applying for political asylum, but indicated by the court below that the asylum applications were filed beyond the one-year deadline and that they would be considered as with applications for withholding of removal. I think the only significant issue in the case is whether or not the immigration judge below properly decided that the husband's case was not entitled to be considered as credible based primarily upon the inconsistencies of the wife's concurrent statements made at her trial with the husband. I think if you look at his statements, for whatever worth they have, they are internally consistent and don't merit a finding of not credible. Unfortunately, I think the judge in his case didn't make that finding. He did in the wife's case based upon her inconsistencies. And I think to sum up, my only argument really is that the basis for the finding against the husband was not properly made because it rested too much on the wife's inconsistencies. And she tried to explain some of those away, and I feel the judge should have taken the testimony of the husband at face value.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Levy.
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Jonathan Levy from the United States Department of Justice, representing the Attorney General in this case. The credibility of the husband was at issue in this case, and there was an adverse credibility finding that was based partially on the conflict between his testimony and that of his wife, but also very significantly upon internal inconsistencies over time in his own testimony. The most blatant of which were that around the time that he arrived in this country, he testified that he had never been arrested at any time or at any place, and he testified that he had never been that neither he nor any of his family members had ever been harmed in their home country. This was in marked contrast to his subsequent testimony before the immigration judge. This is exactly the kind of inconsistent and changing, shifting testimony that is absolutely properly the basis for a finding of lack of credibility, and that's what occurred in this case. I'm happy to answer any questions the panel may have.
Guess
Thank
not.
You very much, Your Honor.
Thank you. All right, this case will be taken under advisement.